My name is Jude Christian and I am directing Othello Macbeth.
You've got quite a lot of personal investment in it. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that and how you formulated this unique take on the story.
People keep asking me how the idea for the show came about, and I've had to just be really honest with them and say it wasn't like I had some amazing idea to combine the two plays. I was speaking to the Lyric about their idea, which was to have the two shows run side by side. And I think I got interested in it because there was a part of me that thought, oh, I wonder if there are ways that you can combine them. But also, I think because my initial response was, why? And I think as a female artist who is becoming increasingly belligerent about the continued dominance of male voice and male stories in theatre, I slightly wanted to kick against the notion of going, let's stage two of the most performed plays ever in which men have title roles, talk loads and do loads of bad things. Having said that, I also love Shakespeare and I always have. I've never directed any of Shakespeare's work before, but ever since I was a kid, the language and the poetry and the imagery have always been really exciting to me, and it's always kind of made sense to me as a way that people would communicate and talk about the world and interact with one another. So I was cross but intrigued. And then I went home and that weekend happened to sit down and watch a 9-hour long documentary about O.J. Simpson and went, oh my God, that's the plot of Othello. And instantly was excited about the idea of doing Othello, because what made me angry in both stories was that people bang on and on and on and on and on about a man who jealously murdered his wife for cheating on him when she wasn't even cheating on him. And nobody thinks that maybe the more worthy or even interesting focus for that story might be the woman whose life was tragically ended by a man who she thought loved her. Those women become sort of imagery in that story. They never really get explored as people beyond being a little bit mourned. And so I knew that I wanted to work on Othello and just pare it down to a real focus on the story of Desdemona and maybe put an audience through a bit of what her experience had been, which is to completely love a man who appears to completely love her back, and then in a very short space of time see him turn completely raging, poisonous, crazy and violently murder her. And then I looked at the two plays and thought, okay, there are three women in Othello, actually. There's Emilia, the wife of Iago, who is sort of assigned to Desdemona as a handmaid, I guess. And then there's Bianca, the girlfriend of Cassio, who receives very little stage time and also largely nothing but abuse from everybody. And I thought, okay, Othello ends with these three women who have been horrendously wronged. And then in Macbeth, you have three women, three witches, who appear to be messing with the world and on a mission to do something. We're not quite sure exactly, you know, the scope of their intent, but wouldn't it be interesting if there was a relationship between those two groups of women? And that's when I started to think about combining the plays into one story. And the more I did, the more I thought about how similar they both are in terms of telling stories of these powerful men who are pressured by society to keep on achieving and to keep on securing their position and to keep on violently suppressing anything that threatens their position of power and authority, who go on murderous rampages and then make big speeches about it and get plays named after them.
You talked a little bit about the contemporary references there, and you know, you're absolutely right. The O.J. Simpson show, Nicole, is secondary to that. All these Netflix shows of murdered people, making a murderer, you know, no one really gives a thought to the actual murdered person in those shows. What other contemporary links did you find in dismantling these two stories and kind of repurposing them as one?
That's a really interesting question. I mean, in a similar vein to the story of O.J. Simpson, I was really interested in all of the coverage around Reeva Steenkamp's murder by Oscar Pistorius, and it made me think a lot about, actually specifically about the figures of sports stars, and I guess people who have huge physical prowess in society, which applies to Othello and Macbeth, who are both soldiers, but the kind of the differing ways that we look at what those people have done because of how far they've had to fall. And again, in juxtaposition to the fact that with the murder of Reeva Steenkamp, people had to start Twitter campaigns just in order to have her name spoken aloud in the coverage. I think that focus on violent male murder of women and then the ensuing coverage of it was a real catalyst in it. But thinking further through that line, I thought a lot about a book called The Power by Naomi Alderman, which came out, I think, a year or maybe 2 years ago, which imagines a society in which women are gifted with the power to become physically superior to men. And then it follows through how society might be overturned as a result. And I think that really deepened my thinking about what I wanted to do with the plays, because I realised that stage one of fighting patriarchy is to examine it and call it and to note how it damages both men as well as women. But what the power threw up for me was an interesting challenge about going, well, how do we change this? Because I knew that what I didn't want to do was just try and turn the tables completely. I didn't just want to make a production in which I said, look how badly all men treat all women. And I think there's scope within the plays to muddy the waters on that. You have a character like Lady Macbeth who doesn't conform to the idea of being a hapless victim. And we've also looked at the gender of other characters in the two stories so that it feels more like our world of today, where you have women in positions of power. And then I wanted to not just to highlight examples of things that are bad, but to propose solutions, and not just to say that revenge might be the thing that we want, and not just to say that the answer is to kill everyone who is doing the bad things. I think what putting the two plays together has meant is that you end up with an examination of how we as a society and as individuals respond to injustice that is much more complicated than just going, kill the oppressors.
On the flip side of the coin, non-contemporary looking back at Shakespeare's work, did you learn anything new about his writing or anything by dismantling these two stories? Did you learn anything that surprised you in the process of doing that?
I think I'm learning a lot more as we work through. There's something, because I've never directed Shakespeare before, although I have studied it in various academic settings, I guess, assembling a company of actors who have a really varied range of knowledge and experience working on Shakespeare or not working on Shakespeare, it's really exciting to see all of those different experiences come into the room. I think we're learning a lot as a company about historical context behind some of Shakespeare's sources, where some of his images and ideas might have come from, the things that might have been going on in the wider country at the time while Shakespeare was creating witches as being these terrifying creatures who destroyed the lives of humans. But I think for me the exciting thing is the more we work through the text, the more we discover about the way that Shakespeare writes and the way that he makes people talk to each other and the way he depicts people. So one of the really interesting things that we've been talking about a lot in Othello is, because you have time where you see men talking to men and you see women talking to women, there's a really interesting examination of the ease of communication and the modes of communication that those two different genders find. And then when two different groups come together, how sometimes there's miscommunication or one person needs someone to express themselves in a way that they're just not doing. Yeah, that's been quite exciting to find.
And the two shows share a cast. How have you found the casting process for that, of finding the actors that can follow through that through line and sew together the two shows?
It's been interesting. It wasn't as hard as I thought to find people who would fit different roles. I think I ended up, maybe a bit randomly, quite early on, saying something, for example, with Cassio and Macbeth doubling, or with Banquo and Othello, saying, okay, Macbeth is Cassio, but on a different time and in a different place. And, you know, Banquo is Othello, but on a different day, in a different life. I think it's interesting for the actors discovering parallels between the two and working out what might carry forward from one character into another and what might be very, very different about the two of them, rather than coming in and going, how do I make these two characters look as opposite as possible? So casting it with the notion that I wanted there to be a relationship between the two made it easier. It also made it interesting to mine some of the characteristics in characters that we don't necessarily archetypally think of.
And having spent so much time with it on the page, and now you're obviously in the rehearsal process and putting it all together, have you found seeing it come to life?
It's really exciting. Obviously, it becomes much more complicated because you've gone, oh, I think this scene will be about this. And then you get a company of actual living humans who have to do those things. And suddenly they have questions that, you know, need to be answered. Like, why would I say this to this person when I've just said this? But that's what rehearsals are for, isn't it? I think it feels very powerful. It feels very contemporary. And it feels very poignant. One of the things that I really wanted to do with the plays is absolutely commit to the human relationships in them and the storytelling behind that. I didn't want this to become some kind of political conceptual production, because I think that Shakespeare is writing about people, and I think that any of the political questions that are asked in this play are asked because of the things that are happening to people in the plays and because of the things that happen to people in the real world. And so something on the page reads as a factual event. Obviously, when you're watching the reality of two humans actually play it out, it suddenly feels immensely powerful.
So as someone from Salford, how do you feel about debuting the show at home? And what was your first visit to the venue like?
So the very first time I went to home, I just thought, this place is just really cool. Like, it's one of the coolest buildings I've ever been in. I find it so exciting as a venue because I think, for me, that's how art should work. I think that different art forms need to speak to one another, because I think as human beings, we're eclectic. Like, it's weird to go, I'm a theatre person and I'm only going to watch theatre, because obviously theatre is always about things. And home feels to me like a meeting point for people to talk about things, not just for people to consume art forms in their own little boxes. Plus, the food's really great. It just feels like a general good meeting point. And I'm massively excited. It's the first time I've made a piece of work there. And because I live in Manchester, it feels exciting to be getting up and saying things in my hometown. Not literally, I'm not going to be in the show. But yeah, to have that presence and, I guess, to sort of start a conversation in the place where I live feels like an exciting opportunity.
What would you like audiences to take away from it, ideally?
I think that I would like people to come away from it feeling like they were massively engaged with all of the characters that they've just spent time with and really invested in the stories that they've just seen, like to come away feeling that it's been a really powerful evening and a really powerful story, but also to think about Shakespeare in particular and just the stories that we choose to give space and voice to in society, and maybe to question the things that they watch in future rather than taking everything at face value. I mean, I like to think that people do that anyway, but I hope that that's something that this production gives to people. It's not just shouting a message in your face. It's really empowering you to not just receive every story that you're given.